episode 3 of our still unnamed or podcast to be named later or whatever we're going to call it at this point in time. We may just keep it no name forever.
I think that'd be good. I like that.
Tom Pinson's alongside a pair of student athletes this afternoon. And before we get started, again, we want to thank the Media Center for all their help. Spence and Ryan for setting us up in their little podcast booth. And really, we come down and sit and talk, and they cut everything up for us. And then they email it to me, and I email it to somebody else. And then all of a sudden, it's up somewhere for people to listen to. So it's pretty cool. But today, episode 3, we're joined by Bree Williams from the women's soccer team and Shekna Dukere.
Dukere,
there we go. Yeah. You've been here for how many years now?
I'll be my fourth year starting.
Yeah. I've been calling you Decor forever. So,
yes.
So Dukere, all right? Dukere. We need to do that. But
yeah.
Thank you guys for joining us. This is we started a couple weeks ago, and it was a little bit something different. We didn't want to do that sit-down interview talk that we do a lot on camera, and something different for people to listen to. And again, I'm not a podcast person, but apparently they're super popular. So
yes, they are.
Very popular,
so,
yeah.
So we had football coach Ryan McCarthy the first week, and last week we talked to Brian Barrio, and this week we thought we'd switch it up because it's game week, right?
Mm-hmm. Thursday, baby.
We still got a couple more weeks.
You got a couple more weeks, but women's soccer will open up Thursday night. Let's start with a little bit about each of you guys. We're going to do ladies first and let Bree go. How did you end up here? Or actually, let's tell somebody where you're from, year, position. Okay.
So I'm from Tompkins Cove, New York. I went to North Rockland High School, and my position is midfield defense, and I'm a junior here. So
how'd you end up here?
I ended up here because, weird story, but Teej, Coach Jen, the assistant coach, she actually was watching, I think, one of her nieces play. So she wasn't even, like, scouting that game. And I was playing, and then she ended up contacting my coach about me. It was my sophomore year. And then we ended up, like, talking to each other about, and then junior year, I ended up tearing my ACL. So I went for a visit to Central, and they were just so welcoming, and they really wanted me, and I felt like the safest here. So
was that the dream growing up, Division I soccer?
It always was. But I played a lot of sports in high school. I played. I first started out playing softball, and then it got boring for me. So then I went to lacrosse, and then I played basketball too. So I kind of just
kept trying until something stuck.
Until something worked. So I think this worked.
I think so. Well, it's a little too late now.
Yeah.
If it didn't work at this point. Let's talk about you. How did give us position. They can't see us.
Yeah.
Right. So they don't know that you're 6'6".
Right. Yeah. 6'6". Yeah.
6'6", 3".
338.
Yeah. Size 17 shoe.
That's
what.
Yeah, it's always.
That's what we talked about on the way over. These two are a little bit nervous on the way over. What we're going to talk about? They said it would help if we had the questions ahead of time, and I said I don't know what we're going to talk about. And then I think Bree looked down and saw your flip flops, which
the massive feet,
right, yeah.
And asked what size, and they're 17. So you're not a running back. We know that.
No. So it's funny. People always ask, "Oh, what sport do you play?" And sometimes I say golf, you know, just to be funny. But so I'm originally from Mali in West Africa. I was born and raised there till I was 12 years old. Moved to Brattleboro, Vermont, of all places, from Mali. And then I didn't start playing football till high school because I was too big to play in, like, the Pop Warner leagues and all that.
They wouldn't let you play?
Let me play because I was, you know, there was, like, a size limit, you know,
when
like
you,
a weight
when
limit.
When you came from West Africa to Vermont at 12, how tall were you?
I'd say I was about 6 feet. Probably.
Okay. Because we see not the Little League World Series is going on right now. And there's always yesterday we were watching with my kids, and there's the little boy who's 4'6".
Yeah.
And then he's standing next to his teammate who's 6'2", and they're both 12.
Right.
So there's the first baseman for New Jersey's like 6'1", like 230.
Jeez.
At 12.
Yeah.
Well, he says he's 12.
Yeah, no, I yeah. I think, yeah,
gotta
I think,
check that one out.
Yeah, I had a girl for like freshman year of high school. So yeah. So yeah, went to Brattleboro, Vermont. Very weird place. Cold. Was not used to it. Didn't speak English. And then I went to high school there for 2 years. Then I was recruited to go prep school. And that's really when I, you know, found my love for football, because, you know, there was a lot like better players there and they were all pushing me to be better. And then, you know, football wasn't always my favorite thing to do until I got there. That's when I was like, all right, I'm pretty good at this, so I can make something with it. Then Coach McCarthy actually recruited me out of New Hampton, because he lived pretty close by. He went to high school in Vermont, mm-hmm. in Hartford, which is pretty close to where I live. And he was friends with my high school coach, Rick Marcella. So, yeah, that's when I got recruited. Came for my visit here, fell in love with the place, had a great time. I was actually supposed to visit a couple more schools after that. But after this visit, I was like, yeah, this is the place I want to be. So I just committed and canceled those other visits. And now I'm here.
I've been here for a long time. So this is the beginning of my 18th season. Mm-hmm. So you were like three, and you were probably both three, right? Because you guys are around the same age.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I find that
20.
You're 20.
Just turned 22 yeah. days ago.
Happy birthday. Oh,
we should have had the birthday podcast.
I know, it's fine.
It would have been perfect. So we could have started it. We'll end it. We'll let Chuck sing to you at the end.
Perfect. And can't wait.
I got good vocals. So,
but I find that in all the time that I've been here, if we can get you here, mm-hmm. on campus, more often than not, you know, with our coaching staff, with mm-hmm. our student athletes, with the people that are here, that
right.
most of the time those student athletes are going to come here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And cancel all their visits.
It's nice. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. Visits. And I think the people definitely play the biggest role in that, because you look at Central and, you know, we have like all these things, but the people are really what makes it special, you know, because I came here, I wasn't like wowed by anything, but I was like, these guys are great people I want to be around. So that's really what sold me on everything.
Bree, how do you follow up 16-2-2, putting together the most, I mean, we've had other NCAA tournament years, but mm-hmm. when you talk about record, and that's the most successful season we've ever had. One of those losses is to Georgetown,
yeah,
in the NCAA tournament.
Tough loss.
And the other loss is on the road at the school that we won't talk about.
Yeah.
Up there, we got a chance, and
we'll see them again this year.
But really just a tough 10 minutes in that game against mm-hmm. UConn, where it yeah. was 2-0. And
yeah, we were up 2-0.
All of a sudden, they came out, scored 3 goals in about 10 minutes, and, yeah. and that was it. You had an assist in the Georgetown game.
Yes, by the way, I did.
Right? In Thanks. The NCAA tournament game. Mm-hmm. That was a fun day. I had a chance to. I flew down, met you guys down there,
mm-hmm.
went to your game. It was cold, right? It was freezing.
Yeah, it was freezing.
Freezing. And then left there and drove across town and went to the men's basketball game
oh, really?
At Georgetown that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, men's basketball was at our, they were at the game for like the first half. So.
And I think that happens more often than not, right? I think that, you know, the biggest group at basketball games is student athletes.
Yeah,
you
always.
Know, when we play, we have two home women's soccer games next Monday and Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, we play UConn on Thursday night. That'll be...
That's going to be a good cause you guys crowd,
will still,
yeah.
You guys will still be on campus because mm-hmm. you'll leave Friday for right. Fordham.
Yep.
So that, you know, with a 6 or 7 o'clock start, I forget what time that starts.
Yeah,
I think it
sure.
might be 7. I don't know. Check it. Look it up if you want to go. Look it up.
The schedule's
and
online.
I have to say, it would say the website name. You can follow and go there.
Subscribe.
So how do you follow it up?
I think that we have a lot of new freshmen, and I think all of our returners, I think that we are so hungry again. We don't want even 2 losses. We don't want that. So I think that everyone's just like hyped up again this year. I think that we lost a lot of important people, but we're also bringing in a lot of good players. So I think that everyone's setting the tempo, even at practice. Like, it's so competitive. Even with the freshmen, like, they really just came in and just did what they were recruited to do. So I think we're going to be just as good this year, if not better. We're yep. going to change with it. Like,
we opened Thursday night at Rutgers,
mm-hmm.
right off the bat. You're going to face yeah. the Big Ten opponent on the road and play against Rutgers, and then come home for 2 next week
mm-hmm.
on Monday night at home, and then Thursday night against UConn. So, you know, it's, you guys always play early. You're not playing as early this year. I think last
yeah.
year you played 4 or 5 games before school started,
yeah.
but you'll only get 2 games in before school starts mm-hmm. this year. And Shaq, you guys are going on the road to Fordham.
Mm-hmm. Fordham University.
And then you come home against Merrimack on September 7th, which will be a night game, which will be a good game to be at, and always a fun first game, night game.
Yep.
And then on the road a little bit for a few weeks.
Yeah, for a few weeks. Yeah, we always have that.
I think not quite as bad as it is this year.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
And there's a span of 5 weeks in between home games. Mm-hmm. One of those is a bye. So it just happens to be that there's two road games, Valparaiso and Eastern Michigan, which, you know, was stepping up a little bit to play Eastern Michigan.
Yeah. Right.
And then our conference season starts on the road, too. So it just happened to work out that way. Mm-hmm. Those games were already in the schedule. Right. But tell me your thoughts. What's happening? How tired of you playing your own team at practice right now?
It definitely gets, it's very definitely tiring. You know, you're hitting the same guys every day, and you're getting to the point now where, you know, you're looking at the defense, you know exactly what they're going to do. And I'm playing offensive line, so I know exactly, you know, who's going to slant my gap, you know, just because I've seen it so many times.
They know the plays.
They know, exactly. Yeah, if you got, you know, defense line, just time enough to snap down, you know, jumping in. So, you know, it's definitely getting a little bit monotonous, but at the same time, it's making us better, because if the defense knows our plays, we know their plays. Now it's just about, you know, using your technique to beat them, because they know what you're going to do. So really now it's just about, you know, who's a better player, you know? So
Bree, give me somebody here who's made a difference for you in your 3 years, somebody that's, you know, not a coach because they coach really well or this because of that, but somebody who stepped up and did something for you that it's unexpected or not part of their job, or, you know, anybody.
Hmm.
I'm going to ask you the same question. So if you want to think about it.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that played a big role, like on even who I am, like how I am here today, like a junior here. I feel like when I first came in, Shawnee was like really, she was so welcoming to me and like kind of brought me out of my shell. And then, I don't know. I think there's so many people. I can't really put my finger on just one of them.
How big is you mentioned like Shawnee and helping, but how important is it, especially as a freshman, to come in and get 2.5 weeks before everybody else gets here?
I think it helps a lot because you get to meet like a lot of people. And then by the time classes start, you already have like your set friends basically.
Because if you're not here early, you know, you move in on Sunday.
Right.
And you start classes on Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
Not easy at all.
Chet, give me somebody.
I definitely agree with Bree. It takes a village for sure. But
yeah.
I gotta give it up to Coach Erickson, because
that's the answer I was looking for.
You know, Coach. Yeah. So, that's the one you're looking for. Yeah. You know the story. Coach Erickson's been my guy since day one. I came in here at, I think I was 448 pounds, something like that. And, you know, from day one, he said, you're going to be my project. And, you know, it got to the point where, you know, I was like, at that point, I was just too heavy to, like, you know, for my own good, even on the field. You know, it was like, you know, you're a big guy on the field, but I couldn't move as well as I wanted to. So Coach Erickson really just took it up on himself to get me to the point that I am now. So I'm going to my fourth year now. I've lost 110 pounds since being here. Wow. And it was to the point, so like he went to the point where like I was texting him like pictures of the food that I was eating before I ate it. So like
so he's trying to eat dinner with his wife and three kids.
So every meal I would like take a picture, send it to him, and I would wait till he responded. He'd be like, take this out, add this, take that out, you know. And we did that for I want to say like 9 months straight. You know, every day I was texting him 3 or 4 times a day. You know, sometimes even late at night, like, hey, I'm hungry. Like, what should I eat? And we're doing extra work, you know, after workouts, after practice. And there was points where I did not like him because he was pushing me.
I think everyone. Eventually he's going to come and sit and do one of these.
Definitely, yeah.
I may ask people to solicit things ahead of time, you know, the things they disliked and liked about him.
There was points, you know, he was not my best friend. And, you know, it was almost at the point where, like, he wanted it more than I did. And that's when I realized, I was like, it can't be that way, you know, so, because he's doing it for my own benefit.
Well, and it's not just a football thing, right?
Right, like it's not exactly.
And we're not blowing smoke when I meet with recruits and talk to recruits and talk about the importance of academics before athletics.
Right.
Like, we're not we're not blowing smoke.
Like, no, not at all.
That's true. Like, we really believe that. And for him to be able to give you, you know, that those lessons or those tools in the toolbox to, to make those decisions for, because football is going to last a few more years.
Exactly.
And that's it. And, it, you know, we always see the offensive linemen come in. You know, we had a player, Ryan Nutt, who played back with, like, he was an All-American. He went on to the NFL and was scouting in the NFL. And and he showed up one day, and I think he weighed like 180 pounds. And he looked like, it was like, whoa, what happened? Where did you go? Like, what happened? He's like, once I don't have to lift and eat like that anymore, you know, it just went away. But yeah, that's, a, I mean, that's a life-altering lesson. From
definitely.
Him. Like I said, not just blowing smoke.
Yeah, and now, you know, and we're at a point now where he trusts me completely to make, you know, the right decisions and everything. Well, I'm
not, I don't know if we go and, that far.
You know, I think he may not say it, but I know deep down he believes.
Well, and people don't know who don't know a lot about you. Like, you're you're sitting here, and I, you guys didn't know if we were going to do video or not. We didn't do it today, but like, you're wearing an economics T-shirt, and I mean that's that's who you are. You know, what I mean,
yeah.
So there was an honor society, right, in the springtime that.
Yeah, I was I got inducted in the International Honor Society for Economics, and that was one of my greatest accomplishments of my life, definitely. Because, you know, in high school I wasn't the greatest student. I just because it wasn't expected of me to be, you know, a good student because I played football and all that. And you know, then at some point it just kind of turned for me. It was like, football is not gonna be there forever. So, you know, you kind of have to start, you know, going to school and doing other things that are going to make you, you know, a living down the road. And Dr. Christina Robinson, I don't know if you know her. She's one of the professors for the econ department.
You're doing a great job name dropping.
Oh, yeah. Podcast,
just so you know, yeah, like, you're getting everybody in there that needs to get in there.
You know, she took me under her wing freshman year because I, you know, I declared as an econ major. I didn't even know why I did it. It was just, it sounded cool, so I was like, all right, I'll do that. And she took me under her wing.
Wait, go back. You just declared to be an econ major because it sounded cool?
Yeah, and also it was like this flyer. I remember there was this flyer, and it had like the majors in the business school and all that, and like which ones make the most money. Econ was at the top.
All right, so there, like, we go. Now we got the right.
Yeah, so I was like, all right. And I took an econ class in high school too, so I was like, all right, I mean, and I liked it, so I was, I'll just do that. And then from there, it just took off, and I fell in love with it and everything.
Your major is?
Social work.
What are we going to do after we graduate?
I'm going to go on to grad school, and I want to go clinical. So then from there, hopefully maybe I'll end up in a school and be a clinical social worker in a school. So that's the plan. Unless I could become a housewife.
Unless I could become a housewife.
That's the other plan.
That's the, which one's the backup?
Not sure yet.
All right. I want to give you each an opportunity to ask me a question. Something that you want to know about that you don't know. Something that I may or may not be able to answer it, but we'll see what happens. I just want to turn the tables a little bit and see what, you know, instead of me firing off questions to you, something that, you know, the inner workings of what goes on or anything.
You go first.
It's going to get real quiet here. People are going to think we're done.
Jesus. I was not expecting that one.
We're going to throw you a curve. We're not going to talk size feet all the time.
Yeah, no.
I'm a 12, if that's the question you're going to ask.
Must be nice.
I'm only 6'1". Well, the three of us are walking over here, and you're 6'6". I'm 6'1", and you're
5'5".
5'5". Nice. So, like, we ran the gamut of of size when we were walking over. This is it. I'm never answering another question for you as long as
I know. I just
we had headshot day this morning.
Yeah.
So we did women's soccer first, which always goes smooth. We're doing football this afternoon, which.
Yeah,
rarely. I know.
Probably won't.
Yeah, you're changing it up a little bit this year, though, right? Or,
well, I want you to have your headshot in your actual jersey on. I'm tired of you taking a headshot with like number 3 on.
Yeah,
and it doesn't do me any good.
Yeah, it's always fun squeezing into like an extra large jersey or something.
It's a full day. We have women's soccer, and we did a bunch of video stuff. We have the new video board in the football. Well, we have football that's not new, but we have a new one in basketball. So we're going to do a lot of that stuff, and we put people in there and we asked them. So, well, you did it this morning.
Yeah. Right? No, actually, I wasn't one of the.
Did you not? You didn't.
No,
do it?
I didn't do the video. I didn't make the cut, but it's fine.
Apparently, wow. Well, you were doing the podcast. We knew that already. So that must have been it.
I had to save myself for the podcast.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna ask you about game day, like a home football game day.
Oh my God.
At what time do you start your day? So let's say we play. I mean, most of our games are like 12 o'clock, 2 yeah. o'clock.
A 12 o'clock game, I'll be at the field by 6 a.m.
Jeez.
You know, for our first game, it's 6 o'clock, so I'll be there at right. I'll be there around noon, mm-hmm. maybe. Depends on how much I can get done beforehand.
Right.
But we're a smaller athletic department, so mm-hmm. there's a whole bunch of things that fall in my office that may not normally fall in my office. Okay. So, mm-hmm. So we handle all tickets. So the right. ticketing out front,
yeah,
we have two computers that out front. We hire a couple of people to come help mm-hmm. us do it, but making sure that it's set up and everything's ready to go, that we have, you know, ticket stock and all that kind right. of like stuff I wouldn't normally think yeah. about. So I'll spend an hour getting that stuff ready. We started Instant Replay 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So everything is wireless and all our cameras run on battery. So I'll spend about an hour getting Replay up and running to making sure it works. Right now we have a camera in the end zone that doesn't work. You saw us, I think you saw yeah. us at practice on the yeah, lift so the other day.
Yeah.
Up on the lift.
Right.
So we can't figure out why it won't work. So mm-hmm. we got 3 weeks to figure that out. We have a new antenna coming so everything's wireless. It shoots back to the press box. And we have seven that work and one that mm-hmm. doesn't. So we think hopefully it's an antenna problem. Right. So that's coming this week.
Okay.
And then we start with the stream, and the people in my office, we need about 12 people to run a football game day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we have two cameras. We have the person running the video board. We have the person running the stream. We have our scoreboard controller hooks directly up to our stream. So we spend about a half hour making sure that works mm-hmm. right. Right now the scoreboard's not working correctly. So we're no. trying to figure that out. So it's this stuff that, you know, the little things here and there right. that to make sure. But in my mind, for a football game, we have to know that we're up and ready to go 2 hours before kick.
Right.
I don't want to do anything. Not that I'm not doing anything, mm-hmm. but that's troubleshooting time if something goes wrong. Because, right. you know, we've had games where we're about to go flip the coin and the replay guy will run in and go, I lost the camera. And he's like, crap, I got to go run out and try to fix the camera. We had a game last year where it was humid like it is today. Mm-hmm. And the windows of the press box were fogging up the whole time, so we had to put somebody outside with a squeegee and a long pole the whole time. And every five minutes, he was squeegeeing the windows. So, you know, and then we got stats to worry about. So we have a right. three person stat crew mm-hmm. that runs stats. Somebody who inputs into the computer, somebody who calls for that person, wow. somebody who backs up that person.
Right.
Last year we had a new PA guy, mm-hmm. So he was learning on the fly for the first time. We have to train somebody to use the clock just about every game, not the clock itself, but right. down distance, all that kind right. of stuff. So, if all goes well, mm-hmm. we have a new sound system coming into football. That's going to be similar because oh, right wow. now, right now we have a rocking system. Rocking. I'm old. Rocking. Sorry. Right now we have a great system at soccer. Like yeah. Soccer, you could sound, blast yeah. and hear at Newington High School. Right. And our football one is old. Yeah. So we're putting a new one in.
Yeah.
So we're putting a new one in that's gonna awesome. That's gonna yeah. be, and it's supposed to be ready for the first game. So
that'll be a big hit.
You know, so we have okay. all that stuff. We have to, you know, do the warm up music to make mm. sure that you guys put together clean warm up music
yeah, ahead of time. Yeah, that's always a challenge.
women's soccer turned theirs in this morning.
Yeah.
Last year for football, we actually we didn't have one. We went to Ball State.
Mm.
They had a good one.
Yeah.
So we contacted Ball State and they sent it to us and we used Ball State's for the year and the guys nice. Liked it. So,
yeah.
you know, we're trying to be family friendly and clean.
Right.
We don't always see eye to eye as to what's family friendly and clean.
Right. But yeah. We're like playing the songs back and forth. Is he going to let this one yeah. in?
So you try to slip stuff by us, but yeah. sometimes we get it. Sometimes we don't. What we're trying to avoid is that young person at the game who hears something and is offended and, you know, contact somebody and says, hey, I went to this game and this inappropriate song was playing. Right. And
yeah.
Right. So we're trying to balance that music that helps you guys get pumped up and mm-hmm. music that's appropriate for mm-hmm. the families that are sitting in the crowd. So it doesn't always jive. I was going to say, yeah. it doesn't always like match up, but I think for the most part, true. We do a decent job.
Yeah.
You guys, women's yeah. soccer, you guys can't be trusted. Football can't be trusted. No. To put
yeah,
together,
you know, trust you guys.
A song we're definitely gonna put on this year is you know, In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
I do know that song.
That's definitely gonna be on the mix this year.
If you want to play all Phil Collins songs, we'll be good.
I don't know about all that. That's
you can even go back to when he was in Genesis. Do you even know, you know, in the band Genesis?
I, no,
you
no, I don't know who that is. No.
I don't even know who this person is.
Phil Collins, you never heard that song?
No,
oh, man.
Oh,
you gonna sing it? chorus? No.
I thought you were going to sing it. You look ready.
Sing.
Not going to happen. Maybe we'll superimpose it over the podcast. Right. when we do that. So that's a long answer to your question. It gets shorter as the season goes along because I know that things are ready to go. Right. That first game, first home game, I don't sleep for like 3 or 4 days beforehand because the issue is if something goes wrong, it takes me away from another area. But like if something goes wrong with stats, you can't get that stuff back. You fall behind on stats and it's miserable. And then we have the stream going with with everybody running the stream and soccer games. When I first started here, so this is 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. When I first started here, we were keeping soccer stats by hand on a sheet of paper. Mm-hmm. That was the official NCAA box score. And now we have 6 or 7 people to run a soccer game because we're doing the stream and we're getting it up there and we're running the video board. And, it's like a little bit more every year. I'm happy we don't have replay yet. We don't have to worry about replay, but we added it for volleyball last year. So that added another person to volleyball games. So, the stuff that goes into working these games and then it's, social media. What are we doing during the game to get stuff out on social media? And my office relies a lot on students. It's student help. It's me, Jeff is my full-time assistant, and Corinne is our graduate intern, and then it's students.
Right.
And we wouldn't be able to do it without the students. We have some really, really good students who are dependable. We give, that's when it comes to social media, it's like here, you guys can handle the social media. Right. We had Carson Adelberger from the lacrosse team did it for us most of the year last year.
She did a good job.
If you're listening and you want to help, come on and help. We'll gladly take you. So that's the long answer to your question. So it's a long day.
Right.
Football's a long day.
I think a lot of people don't know that much work goes into it. Yeah. So,
and it's a long day for everybody.
Right.
People show up an hour before the game and they're like, oh, what about this? And it's like, we did that 4 hours ago. We're ready to go now. So, and that doesn't even include the work during the week to get the game program ready and game notes and flip cards and making sure the rosters are in the stat programs correctly and all your headshots are done for the video board. And, that takes, it'll take Corinne a couple of days. We'll do it for both sports for you guys so that when you have starting lineups and we put your slide up, that's 2 days worth of work for, how long does it take to do lineups at women's soccer? 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they're not up there anymore. So, it's a lot of work, but it's fun to, it's very, I used the word cyclical last time, but it's, now we're getting into the fall. So it's kind of like Groundhog Day. It just, things happen over and over and over again, but it's fun to watch you guys play. I was a student athlete, so it's like, I haven't had to stop, but it's been, and I haven't worn a helmet in this will be the 23rd fall since I played.
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Time flies.
Yeah. What else? You got anything else you want to talk about?
I have a question, but it's not sports related.
Okay.
If you could live in any time period, what would it be and why?
A time period?
Wow. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Like in history, you mean?
Yeah. It could even be now.
Oh, man. I'll be honest with you. I would go back to college again.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I didn't have a good time while I was in college, but... Mm-hmm. Towards the end, you start thinking to yourself, like, I can't wait for this to be done. Like, I'm ready for school to be over. I'm ready to stop studying. I'm ready to stop taking tests. And then you get a job and you join the real world and you think to yourself, like, what am I doing? That's crazy. Why did I want this to end? Right? Why did I want, right? Think about it. It's the only time in your life where you'll live in a place where you'll have the gym, you'll have a library, you'll have the computer center, you have a cafeteria. Like all right there.
Right.
Right. When you leave and it's real life and you're living in the apartment, you can't walk somewhere and
you have to fend for your
to
own.
Get food. Yeah. Like you got to go to the store and you got to get food. And if you don't get it, it's not there. Like this is the one time in your life where all that stuff is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just to make sure that you enjoy it and get the most out of it. And, and that would be, I'm so far away from it now. And actually my oldest daughter's 15 and she's so close that it's very weird for me to think about that. So, but that would be what I would pick. See, you guys did fine.
Yeah, wasn't too
bad. I have no idea how long we've been talking, but I'm trying to look at the clock and it says 12:20. I don't know when we started. But I think we're I think we did.
I think we did good. Yeah, I think this one's going to be a hit.
Yeah. We might move up to the 10th
floor. We've been very successful, yeah. as people tell me. I don't know how you judge this. I don't know how that happens, but I've told that I'm not showing enough emotion when I do this, but that's what one coach told me.
Which one?
But we'll see. That was Danielle told me. Danielle sent me a text. He said, if I'm going to be on your podcast, you need to be more excitable than you are. And
I think he'll be a star on the show.
And I said, this is about as excited as I got. Yeah. So, well, I appreciate you guys taking the time sitting down. I know this was completely different for you guys. And, you know, we're hoping throughout the year to get more student athletes in here to sit and talk. And, you know, it gives a little insight to what you guys deal with every day, right. what life is like as a college student. You know, and yeah. it's not our typical sit down interview. You're like, tell me who's been doing really well in the preseason. And, you know, it's not, nothing's canned here. I literally had no idea what we were going to talk about. And we started off with size 17 feet and we ended with me trying to go back to college. Yeah. But I appreciate your time. You guys did a very good job. And, you know, I wish you tremendous success starting on Thursday
night.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Seeing you guys again, and you guys starting next Saturday on the road. Saturday night on the road at Farm. I'm glad it's at night so I can drive down during the day.
Saturday night in New York City.
Saturday night in New York City. We won there last year.
We did.
So
Do it again this year.
Why not? Right.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you guys very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, I was supposed to ask you if you have a name for this yet, or if you. We can't think of it. Have you got a couple of people that have thrown out? Somebody suggested Kaiser Central, and he keeps tweeting at us. He's a really good fan, a really great guy.
I think I saw that tweet actually.
And I think we're trying. I don't know. I feel like when I see it, I know it's just going to end up being like the podcast to be named later or something like that.
I think the no name theme is pretty good. Yeah,
the no name.
Yeah,
devil
I like
podcast.
The no name.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we could do with the word devil, but I don't think they're appropriate to put out there as a official podcast. So. But all right, once again, thank you guys for your time. Chekna Dukere from the football team, and Bree Williams from women's soccer. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks
for
having us.